This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, my friend, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. You made a good choice picking this episode because today I am sharing with you a conversation that I had just the day before yesterday with one of my 12 Weeks to Transformation clients. We just wanted to talk about what's changed for her. I didn't send her any questions ahead of time, and I wanted it to be a really authentic conversation. In fact, let me tell you a little bit about my decision there. Almost everybody that I've talked to one-on-one for within my 12 weeks of transformation, they email me and say, is there like a topics list, questions that I can prepare ahead of time? And the answer is always no, because especially when we're talking about something that might go on the podcast, I want this to be real. I want to take it where the conversation goes, as opposed to boxing it in ahead of time. That, like, these are the 6 questions I'm going to ask you. And that actually comes up in today's episode. But one of the things I wanted to know was what brought her to the 12 Weeks to Transformation? What was going on in her life? What was it that she wanted? What was it that she needed? And she shared very honestly that prior to the 12 weeks to transformation, and we're in week 10 right now of the spring session, that she felt lost. She felt lost in her life, and she felt depressed, and she was just going through the motions. She said she had no idea just how unaware she had become of her thoughts and her choices because she was just going through the motions and rushing from this thing to the next. And that has changed for her in just the last 10 weeks. And you can hear the change in her voice, and she's going to share what changed, what didn't change, how this was different. This is an inspiring conversation. I know it will fire you up. We're talking about the 12 Weeks to Transformation because registration opens this week for our summer 12 Weeks to Transformation. And I would not be surprised at all if you have doubts, if you have reservations, if you are thinking, I can't have this be another thing that I fall off the wagon with, that I disengage from, that I don't follow through on. So for everybody who is on the wait list, I'm going live this Thursday evening, June 20th at 8 p.m. Eastern time to talk about that. To talk about how you can break free from past patterns, how you can overcome habits that are holding you back, that are not aligned with who or how you want to be and what you want for your life. And I'll be on there live, so I'll be able to answer your questions. Thursday, June 20th, 8 p.m. Eastern time. It's totally free. And that is when registration, at the end of that free workshop, is when registration opens up. But it's only for people who are on the wait list. So make sure, if you've been thinking about this, hemming and hawing, have doubts, reservations, no matter the magnitude of them, go to primalpotential.com/transform to get on the wait list, because that's the only way to join me on Thursday, June 20th, 8 p.m. Eastern time for this free workshop. Again, I'll be there live. So if you've got questions, I'm going to be able to dive into them then. All right. The other thing about joining me live for that free workshop, yes, at the end of it, I'll open up registration. But for the people who make it a priority to be there live, because I want to do more rewarding people who do the work, you know, like really reinforcing that positive behavior, because we all have a lot going on, but we all need to improve our decision making and putting ourselves first, our consistency in making ourselves a priority. So I haven't done this before, but for folks who are on their live, there will be 3 bonuses available. One includes a cash discount for the 12 weeks to transformation, and those are eligible only to people who are on their live. So make sure you go to primalpotential.com/transform to learn more, to get on the wait list so you can join me Thursday, June 20th, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Mark your calendar. Once you get on the wait list, the link will be sent out to you. I hope to see you there. And I would really love for you to just open your heart, open your mind to hear this amazing story of change.
So I would love to start by just having you share with me what was going on in your life, or what was it that you wanted that drew you to the 12 weeks to transformation to begin with?
Well, I was depressed. I was lost in my life. I'm like, how do I just make things better? And I was introduced to you by a friend, a colleague who's also one of my physicians. And she said, you know, you need to check out Primal Potential, the podcast. And like day one, I was hooked, got the book, started listening, started implementing things, and it worked. I'm like, she's going to help me. Elizabeth is going to help me. And then I started hearing about the 12 weeks and looking at things on your website. And there is no doubt. I'm like, when does it open? When can I sign up? When?
I love that. So were there any like fears or doubts, or were you just like, I'm doing this?
It was, I'm doing this, and now I need to figure out how I can, you know, like, is the time going to fit into my life? But then you said, this isn't an added commitment. I'm like, okay, not an added commitment. I can do it.
Right. Well, let's talk about that. I'm so glad you said that, because when I say it's not an added commitment, what I mean by that is these things are happening in your life already, right? Making choices as you go through the day, you're driving your car, you're taking a shower, you're making choices, and the tools in the 12 weeks are just things you do in those moments versus, oh, I have to block out 4 hours a week to do extra stuff, you know?
Right.
Have you found that to be true?
It used to be.
Yeah.
It's not anymore. I mean, I used to have my life like so like scheduled out, and then I wasn't getting anything done. And I think I was putting too much pressure on myself.
Sure.
That I had to do all of these things. But when I took a step back and I kind of like looked in on my life, and mm-hmm. I was like, well, right there's 2 hours of sitting my butt in front of the TV, or, you know, there's an hour of stuff that I'm doing for other people that I need to probably hand back to them.
Yeah. Oh, that's powerful. What I'm trying to figure out from your experience is, did you feel like you had to carve out extra time for the 12 weeks to transformation, or do you feel like it kind of went alongside things as they were already happening?
It definitely went alongside things that were already happening, especially once you gave the perspective like, this isn't supposed to add time, and I would rather you do this than continue to listen to the podcast. Like, the podcast can be put on hold.
Yeah.
Like, just focus on this. And
That's actually something else I'd love for you to share your perspective on, because something I hear is like, well, I already listened to the podcast, so what would make the 12 weeks to transformation different? You did both, right? You've listened to the podcast and you felt like that was really speaking to you, but you also really invested yourself in the 12 weeks to transformation. How do you see those as different?
Well, let me back up and talk about the podcast first. So when I first logged into the podcast, I saw that there were over 500, and like immediately I was like, oh my God, where do I start? And I was like, nope, just start at one. You know, you can, if you don't start somewhere, you're never going to start. Just start at one. Like, the first 30 were monumental. And so everybody that I've said, go listen to the podcast if you're looking for change, like, people have noticed that I have changed and I'm more positive and I've lost weight and my time management, all that time. I'm like, listen to the first 30 and then you can bounce around wherever you want.
Yeah.
But then at like adding the 12 weeks, I think it was more of like the weekly challenges.
Yeah.
I think that's what I get from the 12 weeks that I don't get from the podcast. The podcast, you know, a lot of information, a lot of tools, how to implement it, you know, how to make it work in your life. But the challenges that build on each other was huge. I had no idea. Like, I didn't know if the 12 weeks was going to work, but I was committed to signing up for it and seeing if it was going to work. And now this morning, I'm actually already now signed up for the veterans for the summer.
Woo, cool. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. That's awesome. That's so cool. Well, yeah, you know, when I think about it, when people ask me, I always say, the podcast is not structured. It's like a hodgepodge of everything. And if somebody felt overwhelmed and they relied on the podcast, they'd probably feel more overwhelmed.
Correct.
But within the 12 weeks, I'm always trying to really bring it back to a singular focus and that foundation. Like, we truly do start with awareness, and it is the most important thing. And we don't rush into, you know, because we've all done the like a million different plans and protocols and strategies. And this is like the antithesis of that.
Yeah. I had no idea how unaware of my life I was.
Tell me about that.
You know, and anything from finances to my relationships to how I talk to my children versus how I talk to, you know, my peers or my staff, and just, I had no idea that I was that much of a hodgepodge mess.
Yeah. Because we're just rushing from one moment to the next, going about things the way we've always gone about them with very little awareness of how we think and how we choose.
Right. I mean, if I just look at finances, for example, I mean, I'm financially sound. I have a good career. My husband has a good career. We're not in like credit card debt because we always said, you know, as long as we pay it off every month, we're fine with it. But I do have a lot of student loans. Mm-hmm. We're well off. We take trips, you know, the kids are in sports and activities, you know, anything like that. But I was like, oh, this could, like, just listening to the podcast. And then once in the last 10 weeks of the 12 weeks, we've put in, you know, a budget plan. We've already in 10 weeks, I've already have an extra $2,500 in savings.
That's amazing. Okay. We're going there for two reasons. Number one is, for some reason, I know why, but people think the 12 weeks to transformation is about weight loss. It's not. It's about changing your damn life.
It's mindset. It's all, it's all, and you know, it's, I don't like the saying it's all in your head, but it's kind of all in your head.
Yeah. And when you think differently, it improves every single area of your life, from your finances to your career, to your relationships, to your health, to your body, to your happiness. And the other reason I want to dive deeper into that is because you have saved more money than you spent. So if this was an investment, and I believe that it is, you got your money back and then some.
Correct.
Tell me what it is about the 12 weeks to transformation that made a difference outside of your health.
It wasn't somebody telling me what to do. It was somebody giving me the tools and then allowing me what tools to use.
Yeah.
To get there. And I know you said this in podcasts and webinars and anything like that, but you know, you have a whole toolbox of things to use. It's knowing when to use it.
Right. Yeah. We talk about that a lot in the 12 weeks, because whether it's podcast listeners or 12 week people or any random person who's never heard of Primal Potential, the tendency to become overwhelmed is everywhere. But the example that we were talking about on one of our live coaching webinars was, if you have a garage full of tools, you don't walk in there on a Saturday morning and go, oh my gosh, which one am I going to use? There's so much stuff here. I don't know where to start. You walk into your garage knowing that you have to mow the lawn. And since you know you have to mow the lawn, you've got a few options, right? Push mower, rider mower, weed whacker. Of course, you could do scissors, slightly less efficient. But this, we don't need to get overwhelmed. We just have to figure out what needs to be done today. What progress do I want to make today? And what are the tools I have for that? And it's totally okay to use the wrong tool. Because when you realize there's a better tool, you just use that one instead.
Right. And you don't need to get upset about it or frustrated or say, well, that tool didn't work. I'm never doing this again. Or I'm giving
or something's wrong with me. Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I love that so much. So you said that people noticed that you've changed.
Yes.
What have they noticed?
So right around Mother's Day, my kids are 7 and 3. And since my son was born, I've taken both kids to the same daycare. So it's been like 7.5 years that they've been going to the same daycare, same provider. And around Mother's Day, she sent, or it was a Mother's Day card she sent me. And she, in the card, she goes, "You have been so happy lately. Like the world has been lifted off your shoulders."
Wow.
And she was like the first one to like say something to me. And granted, it was in writing. But when I saw her the next day, like I gave her a hug and I'm like, I know that I've noticed the change. I honestly, it didn't matter to me if anybody else did, but that was, and she goes, "Your kids have noticed the change too."
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you think that is? Like when you look at that, surely, yes, you've lost weight. We know that, right? But like, what do you think you've done differently? What has changed either in your perspective or your choices or both that has you happier? Because you said before the 12 weeks to transformation, you felt lost and depressed. So for people to be noticing, for you to be noticing, for, you know, people that help your children, for your children to be noticing, what is it?
I think it is my overall attitude and outlook on life has totally improved, knowing that I can do anything that I want to do. If I don't like my job, I can get a new job. If I don't like the paint in my house, I can paint my house. Like right. Nothing is holding me back.
Oh.
Except I was.
Right.
And I'm not now.
Isn't it funny how we can not only hold ourselves back, but not realize it? Or not, maybe it's not that we don't realize it, but we don't realize how accessible the alternative is.
I think that there, for me at least, I think that there was like a scared component, but I think it was related to, you know, I'm overweight. Mm-hmm. I've always done this. Who's going to hire me for that? Or who's going to take me seriously for this? And, you know, I was frustrated with myself that I couldn't do everything my husband does with the kids. You know, in addition to being overweight, I was in a terrible car accident 15 years ago and I have a rod in my back. So letting that, like, I can't give them piggyback rides or things like that. And I was, but then it was like within the 12 weeks, I was like, you know, I can't give them piggyback rides, but I can do, you know, I can go to the pool with them and I can do like all these other things. It's like, get over the fact, get your butt in a bathing suit and get in the pool with them. Yeah. They can have just as much fun with you as they can with your husband or with dad.
Yeah. Now, I would love to know, do you feel like these shifts came from losing weight, or did these shifts and losing weight come from changing your mindset?
I wouldn't have lost the weight if I didn't change my mindset.
Oh, you need to say that again, because I think that there are millions of people who need to hear that.
I would not have lost the weight if I did not change my mindset.
Had you tried before, like all the diets and the plans? Because I know for me, like I tried to lose weight without working on my mindset for like a few decades.
Okay, so like Weight Watchers has given me my money back twice.
And not in the same way that you have made back your investment in the 12 weeks to transformation by saving money. Not the same thing.
No, like refund. Like, okay, clearly our program does not work for you. Here you go.
Oh my gosh. I can so relate to that.
And doctors have talked to me multiple times about like the bariatric surgeries. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't know if that would help. I'm in healthcare and I've seen enough people who've gone through that surgery where their life is not better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so you don't change your mindset. Like I was talking about this the other day, I think on one of our webinars, I think I might've brought it up in a podcast too, how I have this keynote presentation coming up and it's about creating transformational leaders. And the themes that I'm thinking about are how so many people think that it's about giving you the right path. Like, my plan is better than that plan, or this plan is the right one for me versus that one. And the problem is that until you remove the things that are in the way, that are the things between your ears, your excuses, your exceptions, your fears, your doubts, your delays, no matter which path, plan, program you go down, you're going to run into those same things. And until you change the way you think and you begin to think differently, you're just going to keep hitting the same roadblocks, which I wish, if I could like go back in time, I would put somebody in my path who would have told me that when I was a teenager.
That would have been huge.
Yeah.
And everyone's path is going to be different.
And it should. And here's the thing. Your path right now is different from the path you'll be on a year from now. Even for each of us individually, my path is different from yours, but my path today is different than the path I was on a year ago and will be different from the path I'm on a year from now. But once you remove the barriers, it doesn't matter. Such a powerful shift. So you wouldn't have lost the weight if you hadn't changed your mindset. I know this is a tough question, and I didn't give it to you. I didn't give you anything ahead of time other than a link to join me.
I'm like, are there any questions I can prepare so I don't sound babbling?
Nope. Because I didn't either. Because I like it to just be real, right? Like, I always think, because I always like to tell people, you know, what's kind of going on behind the scenes. If I had like a list of 5 questions that I gave you ahead of time, I would be predetermining our path as opposed to letting it go where it takes us. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Which I think is so much more powerful, and at least, you know, the way I choose to do things for now. But,
and you know what? It's fun, actually.
Oh, so. Absolutely. And it's more authentic, right? Like, if we were just sitting down for coffee, I wouldn't be like, these are the questions I'm going to share with you ahead of time. That would be awkward. So you changed your mindset, and you think that that was what allowed you to really create some of these other shifts. Can you pinpoint 2 or 3 things that you've changed your mind about, or you've changed your perspective on, that have been significant for you?
Probably that every choice that I make is my chance to do something better for myself, for my family, for the patients I treat at the hospital, you know, anything along that line. Yeah. So even if I didn't make the right choice yesterday or an hour ago, or, you know, I may not make the right choice 2 hours from now, but my next choice can be a better one.
And for me, that's just so much less pressure and drama and story.
Yeah. And I would actually probably say that that's probably the number one, because I can hear my kids and my husband saying it, like, what choice is it going to be? Are you going to make a good choice?
Really?
Yes. Because I've said it to them so many times.
That's amazing. What a gift to your kids.
I think that that's huge. And, you know, my son will say it to his little sister and say, well, Ellie, you know, what choice are you going to make? Is it going to make mama upset?
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. And you know, it's so much more than about food. That's why I always am like, the 12 weeks to transformation is not about weight loss. Now, if your goal is weight loss, it's going to help with that.
Yes. Yes, it does.
For sure. But the reason I like to emphasize that is because when we niche down and we're like, just tell me what to eat to lose weight, it's a symptom of that lack of awareness that we were talking about, right? Like, there's more to it than that. This is about how you think. This is about how you make decisions. This is about how present you are moment to moment or not. And that is showing up in your work, and it is showing up in your parenting, and it is showing up in your relationships and in your finances. That is so amazing. It just, you know, when you said, like, I had no idea how unaware of my life I was, that shift that you said, that like every choice is a chance, speaks to the skill, the talent, the practice of awareness that you've created.
Yeah, I was living either so much in the past or so far in the future that I had no idea what was going on right now.
Yeah. So this practice of awareness, really being in the moment you're in, trying to win the moment you're in, it's helped you lose weight, right? And your kids have noticed that you're happier. You've saved money, significant amount of money. What else has changed for you? What have you noticed as a byproduct of that presence?
I feel better. I would definitely say that I'm not in a depressed mood anymore. I sleep better.
That's huge.
My house is clean.
Really? Tell me about that. What is it about being aware and present that has shifted your house?
For me, it was really, it came with, I guess, kind of like an affirmation, like, I feel better when my house is clean instead of I hate cleaning my house. I hate this. I hate that. Like I was so negative about it. And then I'd just be like, well, I don't want to do it. But yeah. I'm like, I feel better when my house is clean. Like my kitchen, when I go to bed at night, there's nothing in it.
Yeah.
Like dishes are in the dishwasher. Dishwasher is run. You know, it just, I feel better about it now.
I have a similar affirmation too. When my physical space is clear and clutter-free, my mind is clearer and more clutter-free.
Yes.
And that's my office, that's my car, that's my kitchen, it's my bedroom. 100%. We are like so on the same page there.
And the first week of May when you did the mind house cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
Week-long series. You know, I couldn't, like, I have them all, but I was like, okay, I got to spread these out because I cannot do all these tools, like, every day. Yeah, so, like, yeah. I have them all and I've listened to them all. But then I, like, started, I'm like, okay, go back to the first one. Let's see what can I do. And then I don't remember, I think it was in one of our webinars. We were like, you know, pick a challenge every week and do something. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do, you know, I'm going to set my timer for 20 minutes and I'm going to dedicate time to cleaning out my closet. And I took so much for donation. And then I'm like, okay, the next day is going to be my drawers. And then the next day is going to be my pantry. And just, I eliminated so much stuff from my life.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I can totally relate to that. If you had to... If somebody asked you how this 12 weeks to transformation has been different from things you've tried before, aside from, you know, we talked about how mindset focused and awareness focused it is, what has been different about this for you? And the reason I ask is because I think a lot of people are like, I've done everything. Like, I've tried it all. And I know I felt that way too. And so what would you say has been different?
It's not somebody telling you what to do. It's you figuring it out for yourself. And that's the biggest difference from any other program out there.
Yeah. Well, and I say all the time, I hope everybody believes me when I say it, I don't want you or anybody to be dependent on me for the strategy, because I don't want to be dependent on anybody else for the strategy. It's disempowering. My goal is to set people free. My goal is to guide them to, through awareness, guide them to what works and doesn't work for them, whether that is choices or it's barriers, where it's affirmations, whatever it is, strategies. I don't want to tell you what they are. I want to equip you with the tools to figure it out for yourself, especially because, let's say I told you exactly what to do for right now and it worked. Well, 6 months from now, when your hormones shift or your lifestyle shifts or you run into a new challenge, what are you going to do? Be like, oh crap, now I need Elizabeth to like tell me again? I don't want to do that to anybody. But when you have the tools, when you have the questions, when you have the awareness, you're good. You're set.
Definitely. That has been like key in anything. Cause you know, when I first started off, you know, whether it was listening to the podcast and definitely once we started the 12 weeks, and just putting these tools into place, initially my focus was the weight loss.
Yep.
But then very quickly in the 12 weeks, I realized, no, this can be for everything. Yeah. And so I started, broadening my scope when I was answering the questions from the identity journal of, you know, how do I want to feel today? It wasn't just, I want to feel lean and, you know, that I'm providing my body with the right fuel. It's, I want to feel, you know, financial stability, and I want to feel, you know, a general happy. And then how am I going to do this? Well, you know, if I look at how I've been spending money, I am not using my credit card today, or I'm not making any purchases today.
Yeah.
Whether I feel like I need them or it's, you know, just a want, not today.
Yeah.
And, you know, and just by doing that, you know, so many things just started falling into place. And it was like eye-opening. I'm like, wow, this is transformational.
Oh my gosh. I totally agree. When I use the identity journal, like, feeling great physically is important. Fueling my body well is very important to me. Drinking enough water is important to me. But when I'm in the identity journal, it's my relationship. My free time, it's connecting with people and building relationships. It's my demeanor as I go through my workday. Like, that's where you really set yourself free. When you get out of that niche down, it's all about weight. I'm, you know, obsessed with this and it's taking over my life, to I'm setting myself free.
Yeah.
That's amazing. What would you say? I got two final questions for you. And the first one is,
oh, so you do have the questions written down. No, I'm just kidding.
No. I want to know if there's somebody listening right now and they are like, okay, I'm intrigued. That sounds really good. Like, she said she was depressed and lost in life. I feel that way now. And, you know, hey, not only do I have to lose weight, but I'd love to get my finances in order or have my kids feel like I'm happier. But I just don't trust this. Like, I don't trust myself. I'm worried that it's going to be yet another thing that I put money and time into, and I don't show up and do the work. If you could say something to that person, and the reason this is so important to me, like, oh my gosh, I feel it so deep in my heart right now, because I was there, right? Like, I was there full of doubt, doubting everything, doubting myself. And I know how badly that person needs this. And I don't want them to go another week feeling like you felt, depressed and lost because life is too short. What would you say to them?
Change your story.
Mm.
Yeah. That was the past. What can you do now?
Yeah. And maybe part of the story is, instead of, I'm afraid I won't make it work, I'm determined to make it work. And maybe this is exactly the thing that's gonna break the pattern.
It definitely will be. It was for me. I know it was for others.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I've introduced the podcast to a couple people over probably like the last 4 weeks or so, and they've come to me, they're like, okay, are you doing this 12 weeks? And I said, yes, I am.
That's amazing. The last thing I would love for you to share, because, you know, when we talk about changing mindset, I think a lot of people are like, I don't even know what that means. I don't even know how, which is a conversation for another day. And really the essence of a lot of the challenges in the 12 weeks to like put that into practice and not have it hang out in the realm of theory. But I'm wondering if you have a mantra or an affirmation or just a thought that you turn to when you feel frustrated or down or discouraged?
It would be, well, the one I said, the every choice is a chance. So when I start to feel that way, I'm like, okay, what choice am I going to make? How am I going to react? And then the other one is, I'm my own mood maker. So, mm-hmm. You know, if I want to be in a bad mood, then be in a bad mood. Do yeah. I want to be in a bad mood? Probably not.
Yeah. That's so powerful. Oh my gosh. Like, when I realize that if I'm in a funk, I was in a funk last night, and I reminded myself of that very thing. Like, okay, you can be stubborn and stay here and not have a good night, or you can make that uncomfortable shift and be happy. Like, choice is yours. If you want to be miserable, be miserable, but that sounds really shitty.
Oh my God, it so is.
Like, at the same time though, sometimes like you just want to be in a bad mood and that's fine, but own that you're choosing to stay there.
Yeah. Like I used to not, well, I probably still am considered not a like jokester. Like I don't make jokes. I like jokes, but I normally don't make them. I'm too serious, I guess.
Okay.
But we just got a puppy. A lab puppy.
God bless and, you.
Yes. it's been wonderful. But we also have a 14-year-old black lab as well. Mm. And my dad wanted to see the puppy, and so I showed him the puppy, and then the next day we were FaceTiming with him again. And I changed the screen over, and I put the screen onto the big dog. I'm like, look how much he grew overnight. My dad goes, did you just make a joke? Like, you don't joke.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. So maybe it's just a story that you weren't, you know, like that you were too serious and now you're coming into like a lighter, brighter version of yourself.
Yes, that's kind of where I was going with that, because I'm like, yeah, I guess I did kind of make a joke, didn't I?
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Thank you so much for this, because I know that there are people listening who really relate to feeling physically heavy, feeling emotionally heavy, feeling financially heavy, and you just brought so much hope and encouragement today. So thank you so much.
They can do it. They really can. And any change you want, you can make it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so
much. Thank you for having me.
Such a gift. Like, I mean, you've encouraged and inspired me today. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
You guys, how amazing is that? The notion that in a matter of weeks, you can go from feeling depressed and lost in life, completely unaware of your patterns, your choices, your thoughts, what drives them, to happier than ever, knowing you can do anything, that nothing can hold you back. Being so secure in this notion that you are your own mood maker and there's something you can do about it always, it is a game changer. I'm so glad that the things came up like getting the return. You know, so many people will say, I can't afford it. And I get it. I understand it, because when we look at price, when we look at cost, we can feel like that's a lot, because it is. And we're going to talk more about the financial investment and the payment options on Thursday's live workshop. So make sure you're there for that. But what I want to remind you, even before we get into that detailed conversation, you know, is if somebody said, well, you can spend $1,000 to make $5,000, would you find a way to do that? Absolutely, right? The reason I give that example is because it is entirely true that when you become a better thinker, you become better in every aspect of your life. And it is so common for people who go through the 12 weeks to transformation to say, you know what, because of what I learned in the 12 weeks to transformation, I got a promotion, I got a raise, or I've paid down all of this debt, or my spouse and I got on the same page about money and we've made these big moves. Or I've decided to pursue a side hustle or whatever it is. Whatever the barrier is, understand that when you change the way you think, everything you think about changes, from your relationship to your finances, to your career, to your food choices, to your sleep patterns. So don't lose sight of that. We'll talk more about that on Thursday. So make sure, if this speaks to you, if there's this little piece inside your gut saying, I think this would be good for me. I'm not saying you need to decide right now. The decision I want you to make is to join me on Thursday. So what you need to do is you need to go to primalpotential.com/transform, or you can go to the show notes page for today's episode, primalpotential.com/616. Get on the wait list, because that is the only way that you can get the link. It is only for people who are on the wait list to join me Thursday, June 20th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It's free, it's live. We'll be talking about getting out of your own way and not repeating these same patterns that haven't produced the results you want. And of course, I'll be there to answer your questions, to talk about what's going on in your life and your fears and your reservations. Do not miss it. PrimalPotential.com/transform or the show notes page for today's episode. I cannot wait to see you on Thursday, June 20th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Until then, make today great. Every single choice is a chance.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.